Hello and welcome to Playgirls Sex Pod. I am Jamie Waxman, Playgirls Sexplorer, and you're listening to a show about sex, relationships, dating, and basically anything I feel like talking about. So, this week, if you're new here, by the way, and you haven't found us through PlaygirlTV.com, you can click on PlaygirlTV.com and go to the podcast page and read a bit about me and download some of the past Playgirls sex pods, if that's your sort of thing. And if not, and you're listening to me through any of the myriad of podcast search engines out there, welcome. And if you found me through PlaygirlTV.com, welcome as well. Okay, enough of the commercial for now. I'm Jamie Waxman, and this week, well, let's go back for a second and talk about this weekend. I had a very rough weekend, and it really has nothing to do with sex. It was my birthday weekend. I turned 31 on Saturday, and I'm telling you this because, like a 7-year-old child, I like to tell everybody that it's my birthday just so they can wish me a happy birthday back. I realized this weekend, as anywhere I went, I would tell somebody, you know, today's my birthday. And then my friends pointed out that the reason I do this is because, like a 7-year-old child, as I said, I like to hear people wish me a happy birthday. And yes, that's the truth. So this past weekend was my birthday. Pause. I'll wait for you to wish me a happy birthday now. Okay, we'll continue. And it actually turned out to be quite a disaster weekend. It had nothing to do with the company. I spent the weekend with my best friend and my boyfriend. But I live here in New York City where it's getting rather cold, but it's not at that point where you can see your breath yet. And decided that it would be a great adventure to head up north to the mountains, to the Irish Catskills for the weekend, where I would proceed to camp in a tent with my boyfriend next door to my best friend. Oh, not such a good idea. We all do stupid things every once in a while, but I wish I hadn't done such a stupid thing on my birthday. See, we got there Friday night, not so bad. The weather was cold but clear. It was raining here in New York City, but not upstate. But by 4 a.m. Saturday morning, I could hear the pitter-patter of, I want to say tiny feet, but raindrops on my tent. And by 8 a.m., when it hadn't stopped, I realized we were in for a long day. So I decided to kind of stop camping and go get breakfast somewhere since it was my birthday. Have I mentioned that this weekend was my birthday? I don't remember. Anyway, and yeah, so I spent the day soaking wet and miserable, trying to understand why I had decided to go camping in the first place. But there are some things in life that make me very, very happy. And one of them is talking about sex. And one of my favorite topics, a topic that I've lectured on, that I've actually done a video here for Playgirl TV on, which is going to come out hopefully rather soon, is all about fellatio, or if that's too big a word, the art of going down on a man's penis. I don't mean to say if fellatio is too big a word, like in an obnoxious way, just in case it came off that way, because truthfully, for years, I didn't know really what the difference between fellatio and cunnilingus was. They were just words I didn't understand and nobody had bothered explaining to me. So I just assumed that nobody had bothered explaining these words to a lot of people. So fellatio is all about sucking dick and cunnilingus is all about eating pussy, just in case you needed a clear explanation. Yes, so the art of fellatio, talking about sucking penis, that's one of my favorite topics when it comes to sex and something I love to educate on. And I got this fantastic opportunity not too long ago to be interviewed for an article that was coming out in Hebe magazine. Hebe magazine is the New Jew Review, and it's basically as obnoxious as the name says it would be or suggests it would be. Anyway, there was a fantastic and very funny writer named Rachel Schuchart, and she writes a lot for Nerve.com, and she was doing this piece about Jewish girls and blowjobs. And basically, she was searching for the truth behind the stereotype that sucks. Kind of funny. It's not my words. It's Heat Magazine's words. And the question was, not if, but why do Jewish girls give better head? Now, I am a Jewish girl, and I have to say that this was a very tricky interview for me because there's no way to come off looking good, or at least not elitist in some ways, when somebody's going to ask you a question like, well, why does the Jewish religion, you know, why do they excel at the art of fellatio? It's really hard to say that one religion or one group of people is all that much better at doing one thing than anybody else. I think it's an individual thing. I think each person individually decides and can determine what they are good and are not good at. So I knew that by doing this interview, I was putting myself at risk for I was putting myself at risk to sound obnoxious. But I really thought that this could be a lot of fun as well, and that sex needs to be funny and humorous and lighthearted, and that this article felt like it would be all of the above. Hebe Magazine's sex issue came out last Monday, October 17th, and it's gotten a lot of press, not necessarily this particular article, but the entire magazine for being as obnoxiously Jewish as it is, and for some of the other things in the magazine. But I wanted to read a little bit of the Hebe Magazine article and talk a little bit more about maybe some tips and techniques when it comes to going down, since I like to be informative, educational, and sometimes just I like to read because it gives me something to do, perhaps. Anyway, I'm talking a whole lot more than I need to be talking before I start reading. So we'll start with the introductory paragraph to the Big Mouth Strikes Again, an oral report article in this month's Hebe Magazine. You can check Hebe Magazine out at HebeMagazine.com. And you can check me out and what I do at PlayGirlTV.com. So here we go. Once upon a time, the conventional wisdom was clear. The mouth of a Jewish woman served three purposes and three alone: to berate, emasculate, and ask for money. Blowjobs were not part of the equation, not even in matters of life and death. Take this tired old saw. A Jewish woman accompanies her husband to the doctor. After the doctor has given him a full checkup, he calls the wife into his office. "Debbie," says the doctor, "your husband is suffering from a very severe disease combined with horrible stress. In order for him to live, I suggest you relax him by performing passionate and complete fellatio on him twice a day, mid-morning and mid-afternoon." Debbie thanks the doctor and leaves. She goes to the car where her husband is waiting. "Well," he asks, "what did the doctor say?" "He says you're going to die." This is not a very funny Jewish woman joke. So we go on into the article here, and let's talk about what some people are saying about, oh, fellatio. This woman really cracks me up. There is a woman named Mickey, and she's a veteran of both sides of the sexual spectrum, because she was at one point a shtetl wearing. Wow, I'm a bad Jew. I can't pronounce that word, but I think it's shtetl wearing, a Hasidic Jew with only a passing resemblance to the alluring blonde that she has become. And now in the interview, she's dressed in a sequined tank top and some sandals. So she apparently now is a call girl and performs acts of fellatio and other sexual acts for her clientele. I like what she says about semen, and that's where I'd like to pick up here. It's not fattening, continues Mickey, giggling throatily. It's protein. Believe me, I swallow a lot of protein. Can you imagine if it was chocolate flavored, ponders Mickey? You'd never get those fat Jewish girls off the dick. Yes, that's some prophetic words. Am I talking right? I'm just going to continue because apparently I sound better in print. So, not always though, because I sound damn good on this podcast, don't you think? Okay. So here's what I say. Yes, Jewish girls know how to use their mouths, says Jamie Waxman, a professional sex educator and Playgirl columnist, over coffee one morning in Brooklyn. Jewish girls are talkers. They're opinionated. They're not shy. But what's behind all those outward manifestations is a confidence level. It starts in childhood. We're not raised with an idea that sex is intrinsically shameful or that it's wrong to enjoy it. And when you're confident, that affects your sexual performance. I think I sound pretty damn smart there. So that's what I have to say about why Jewish girls give better head. I made you wait almost 10 minutes to hear that, but it's true. I mean, think about if you're going to go into religions for a moment. We as Jews, I was not raised as a Jew to believe sex was bad, where, you know, my Christian Catholic counterparts might not say the same thing. Would you? I'm curious. Please email me through the Playgirl TV website, or you can email me directly at sexed@playgirlmag.com. That's the name of the column I write for Playgirl. Okay, enough about Playgirl. Let's talk about sucking dick. I just like that phrase. Okay, so let's go to one of... I could do the basic techniques, but I'd rather just go over some of the concerns that I get often questions about, like the art of deep throating. How does one deep throat? Do they have to deep throat? Is deep throating really going to change the experience of the blowjob? Things like that. Deep throating. Well, let's see. It came about thanks to a movie that came out in 1973 by the name of Deep Throat, where a very skilled performer named Linda Lovelace, and yes, she was skilled, she could take a very large penis all the way down her throat. Now, the context of the movie, the premise of the movie is that this performer, Linda Lovelace, but I don't believe that's the name she goes by in the movie, she has found out some very incredible news that her clitoris is not actually part of her vulva and vagina. It's in her throat. And that the only way she can get off is by sucking on cock. So this is the entire concept of the movie Deep Throat. And this is where... oh, years of anxiety have been built up around, because women now believe that they need to go all the way down on a man to get him off. And the truth is, and I've asked a lot of guys this, and I have to say that there are a few guys that will tell you that it's not the case and that they know the difference. But the truth is that when a guy has his eyes closed and he's getting, you know, his cock sucked, he doesn't necessarily know how far down your mouth is going if you are using hand. And this is a very important technique when it comes to oral sex. You want to put your hand next to your mouth. You want to form an O shape with your hand and your mouth so that when you're going down on your partner, you're using both your hand and your mouth, and your hand is basically suction cupped in some way to your mouth. So it's this one basic move that looks like if you put maybe like a toilet paper roll over an orange on top and your mouth was the orange and it was stuck to the toilet paper roll. Bad visual, but a visual nonetheless. So this is the basic hand job technique. If you remember to use lots of lube or slobber, use lots of spit and allow the spit to run down your hand as you're going up and down on your partner. He might not know that your mouth hasn't gone down as far as he thinks it has. because he's got the warm wetness. He's got the hand cupping his shaft, and he's got your mouth and tongue moving around as well. That's a lot going on for any guy. And he will be happy with that technique. But if you want to learn to deep throat and you don't have to, there are some basic tips and techniques I can give you. Number one, sword swallowers are possibly the most skilled men or women in the circus, but you don't have to be a sword swallower to swallow his sword. What you want to do is sit up as straight as you can, keeping everything in alignment, because this is how sword swallowers get it all down there. If you have your face, your mouth, your throat, your neck, your spine, all of it just aligned in as straight a line as possible, which means you are probably standing or sitting, and then you have your partner come into you, what could be called a face, F-U-C-K. I don't know if I've cursed today, but I know I'm going to avoid doing it as much as possible. So if you can do that and have your partner come in and out of your face in a way, and you can sit as straight up as possible, you will go down farther. Another way to go to get more in your mouth is to lean over the side of your couch or over a chair so that your head is hanging over the side of the couch. You will get a head rush and you might possibly feel dizzy after a while, but if your partner is standing behind you and entering you this way, you can also take a lot more in. Your mouth is much more open. You need to remember to breathe. This is also very important, breathing. And a third and final suggestion for deep throating, if this is something that you feel that you want to do, is as follows. Okay, so you are looking at your partner's penis, and most penises are shaped where they're pointing back at his face. And usually when you're giving a blowjob, you're sitting in between his legs, say, and pulling his penis towards your mouth so that you're looking at him, which is also very hot and sexy. Eye contact is very important. But it's not necessarily the going with the natural curve of the penis, which is something that you do want to do. So in order to provide the best and deepest blowjob that you can, or I shouldn't say best, but the deepest blowjob that you can, you want to go with the curve of the penis. This most probably means, and not for everybody, but for a lot of people, that you actually want to be doing a 34.5, which is half of a 69. So you're sitting on your partner's stomach, straddling him, and you're going down on his cock while he's looking at your butt. This will allow you to go down a lot further. And gagging is sexy. Yes, it's sexy gagging. I'm all about it. I definitely gag still. I will admit this. I like the idea of gagging because it makes my partner feel like he is so big, I couldn't get it all down. And men like sound effects. So slobbering, gagging, sucking really hard, moaning, taking breaths, pulling him out, rubbing on his, you know, shaft with your hands. These are all things you can do while giving oral sex, fellatio. And you know, maybe this is why Jewish girls give better head, if indeed they do. I wonder. I can just say that I'm a Jewish girl, and I like to think I give good head. And that's how I'm going to end this week's Sex Pod. I am Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl Sex Pod. If you have not already and haven't gotten the hint from the many times I've said it before, check out playgirltv.com. There's lots of things for you to do on the site, especially if sex titillates you. And be sure to check in again next Monday, because every Monday I have a new podcast here on PlayGirlTV.com or wherever you might find me. But until then, remember to come again and again. And yeah, baby, ooh, baby, suck that penis again.